said elsewhere in relation to other foods, we are what we eat. And food is an important part of our lives, obviously, both because of the nutritional side, but also symbolically, as I've tried to explain. And one other food I'd like to talk about is Marmite. Now, Marmite is a vegetable yeast extract turned into a very blackish paste, which is rather bitter, astringent, salty, and I came across it, I imagine, when I first came back to England at the age of 5 in the post-World War II days. And in a way, it was symbolic of that time because it's a very sort of Puritan, ascetic kind of food, basic, and appeals to a simple taste of something quite sour and astringent. And those days were food rationing and very difficult. And through the next 10 years or so, at home, we would have a pot of Marmite. And one of the extraordinary things, I'm talking about the later 1940s and 1950s, is that the pots we had in our pantry and elsewhere were exactly like this. One of the features of Marmite is that they haven't changed the design at all of the pot in which it's held. This round shape and the kind of early comic titling on the front is from the original Marmite that I had at that time. And indeed, it conjures up, as soon as I see it or even taste it, a period in my life between the age of 6 and 20, and all the associations of that time. The titling, as I said, looks like children's comics of that time, the Beano and the Dandy, which I used to read at my schools and at home. And so it evokes a world of games, fantasies, children's stories, pantomimes, times with my parents when they were home on leave, holidays around in Scotland and different parts of England, which have long vanished. But it's one of the strange things of us human beings that we just need a little association. Famously, Proust started A la recherche de la temps perdu, having just eaten a kind of biscuit, a madeleine, dipped in tea. And that set off, whatever it is, 6 volumes of Proust. And I can quite imagine a taste of Marmite setting off many volumes, and indeed the 9 volumes of my own autobiography, which cover that period of the late 40s and 50s, among others, in Dorset Days. And that book, Dorset Days, is particularly around the Marmite time in my life. Now, many foreigners think the British are pretty eccentric and absurd, and one of their more eccentric and absurd characteristics is that they like Marmite. Many people think it's a pretty disgusting substance, both in looks and in its taste. But certainly I, as a boy, used to enjoy those sort of savoury, very savoury, salty kinds of tastes, more than sweet. I wasn't into cakes and so on very much, but these savoury, basic tastes were really what I liked. And so I would like to celebrate the world after the Second World War and the contribution which this delightful substance, which I still eat as much as I can, Marmite. Thank you.